While moving on, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad says foreign-backed insurgents are systematically destroying the country's infrastructure. He made the remarks in a meeting with the country's new cabinet. The Syrian president called on all ministers to fulfill the expectations of the nation at this critical juncture in Syria's history. A few days ago, President Assad reshuffled his cabinet as part of a promised political reform plan. Syria has been gripped by deadly unrest for nearly 2 years. Damascus blames Western countries, including the U.S., for its regional ally and its regional allies, rather, for the conflict. Press TV's Muhammad Ali joins us now from the Syrian capital, Damascus. Muhammad, will you please elaborate on the comments by President Bashar al-Assad and about the militants' goals in destroying the country's infrastructure?
Yes, Marty, for sure. The Syrian president said during his meeting with the Syrian cabinet, of course, following appointing new ministers there, that foreign-backed insurgents are systematically targeting and destructing the infrastructure of Syria, thus meaning that those foreign-backed militants are destroying the infrastructure and targeting the Syrians themselves. Of course, we have seen it as a fact inside Syria, across all the country. Any place where foreign-backed militants enter any residential neighborhood, destruction comes with them, meaning that they always leave behind, if they leave any area they enter, residential neighborhoods, the infrastructure, yes, destroyed, public and private properties damaged, in addition to the civilians' houses, because those are residential neighborhoods. However, the president saying that, and also, if you remember with me, just yesterday or the day before, meeting a Jordanian delegation also, the president also said that Syria will remain the throbbing heart of the nation, and it would never give up its principles, despite, of course, the intensifying pressures and diversifying plots. And this means that the Syrian government, just like the president also said before, on the one hand, it will keep on fighting those foreign-backed militants in order to restore security and stability. And on the other hand, it is ongoing also with the political solution and the political program presented by the president also this year. At the end of the day, we can say that a lot of experts inside here Syria say that those comments and statements by the president only note to and indicate to the strength of the Syrian government and the strength of the Syrian Arab army, that despite all the pressures and all the attacks on the economy, on the electricity sector, and by foreign-backed militants, and of course the economic sanctions, Syria will remain strong and the Syrian Arab army will remain and continue its operations in order to restore security and stability to the country.
Thank you very much, Muhammad. That's Press TV's Muhammad Ali from the Syrian capital, Damascus.